Namaste. Hello. Hola. How are you doing? ¿Cómo estás? We are meeting after a long, long time. I hope you're doing well and practicing English almost every day. Welcome to my podcast, those who are new. This is Abhishek Bansal from India, English coach Abhi. From India, and I'm a polyglot. I speak obviously English, as you can listen to me, and I also speak Hindi as my mother tongue. I speak Spanish, Portuguese, a bit French, German, and very, very little Italian and Russian. Okay, so thank you. That was my introduction. And let's come to the topic. Today's topic is how to think in English. How to think in English. Como es posible crees en inglés? So, I'm gonna share you some great tips and the resources which will definitely make you think in English. So, I hope you are listening this podcast on the earphones. And please pay attention and execute whatever I'll share. Are you ready? Let's start. So today's topic is how to think in English. You even don't know that how many resources do you have around you. Yes, you are right. For thinking in English, you need to create an environment. You need to create an environment in which you are surrounded. So, you have to surround yourself in the English environment. And how to do that? Tip number one: start watching web series and movies in the English language. I know almost each and every one of you watch movies or web series or TV programs, or at least TV, at least news. Why don't you start watching them in English? Yeah, of course, there's no harm in playing the subtitles either in your mother language or in the English language only. That depends on your level of English. But please start watching English. Start watching English movies, web series, TV programs, news. And I'm not saying stop watching it in your mother tongue. I'm just saying give some time to watch in English as well. Suppose you are watching 1 hour daily. So at least watch half an hour in English, or minimum, yeah, this is minimum, 15 to 20 minutes in English. Okay? Yeah. Next tip. The next tip is start listening to music in English. Start listening to songs in English. I know everyone loves songs. Who doesn't love? I don't think that this kind of people exist who doesn't love songs, who doesn't love music. Because music helps us to entertain. It keeps us mind calm. So my suggestion is please add some English songs in your playlist for the beginners, for the people who are just learning English, who have great difficulty in learning English, or they have just started. I'll recommend you to start listening to Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys band, and you'll find that this is quite easier to catch what they are singing. And make sure your motto is not to understand those songs, your motto is just to surround yourself in the English environment. So you are just enjoying the music, you are just enjoying the song. Your motto is not to understand each and every word, each and every line he'll sing or the band will sing. Okay, so make sure you are doing it with the right motto, otherwise you'll be demotivated. Okay, so tip number one, start watching in English. Tip number two, start listening to in English. Like you are already listening to my podcast, so you can also listen to some other podcasts as well, and that will definitely help you to improve your English. Okay, tip number three, start reading in English. And when I say reading, I don't mean your syllabus, your course books. I mean the real life readings, practical reading. Okay, for example, stories. You can read some stories, you can read newspapers, you can read novels. These will help you to connect to the real life, because in the course, in the syllabus, they have a specific term. Suppose your subject is science, your career is science, so there will be more scientific words, not English words. Alright, so make sure you are reading something general which connects to the real world, which has day-to-day sentences, day-to-day words, and that will boost your vocabulary, that will boost your comprehension. And when you are reading and you find a new word or a phrasal verb or anything, please search it on Google and note it down in your handbook or flashcards, and make sure to create your own sentences. And that's the best way to improve your English. Suppose you are reading 10 pages but you aren't writing anything, that's worthless for me, that's useless for me. Read one page, but make sure you read it with your full energy, with your full concentration, with the right motivation, with the right intention, that if I find anything, I'll note it down and create my own sentences. So that will boost, that will be the right way to improve your reading. Okay, so tip number four is start speaking in English. How do you do that? You no need to wait for the perfect day when your English will be perfect. You no need to wait, that day will never come. Trust me, that day will never come, because there is always a chance of improvement. You will never be able to speak perfect English, because there is no perfection. Everything has a negativity, as if everything has a flaws. So don't wait for the right day. Today is the right day. Start speaking in English. And it's not compulsory to speak every time in English. You can speak in your mother language as well. I'm just suggesting you mix your mother tongue with your English. Okay, mix your mother tongue with your English. Like some words in your mother tongue and some words in English. So you won't feel the burden on your head, and the other person will also not feel that you are speaking in English. Because nowadays, English is all around. Because of the internet, because of the, everyone is connected to the world. So it's quite normal to speak English in our day-to-day life. I'm sure that you are also speaking in English, but you don't realize. So when you will realize, you will definitely speak more than what you are speaking today or till now. Okay, so make sure to implement whatever you have learned while watching, listening, reading. Make sure to execute them, implement them in the speaking, and you will find that you are improving dramatically. You are improving great, with a great pace, with a constant pace. So that's the thing. Okay, next tip is make some English speaking friends. You need to search some friends on internet who are speaking in English. There must be some friends in your contact list. Check your contact list, WhatsApp them, Instagram them, Facebook them, and talk to them, chat with them, send them voice notes. If possible, make them a call, an audio call or a video call, and practice with them. And I'm not saying practice with them 30 minutes, an hour, even 5 minutes a day. just 5 minutes. Even 5 minutes a day is good enough. It's good enough. So whenever you are chatting, make sure you chat in English. If not possible, mix it up. Some words or some sentences in your mother tongue and the rest of the sentences in English. Whatever is possible, make sure you speak or write in English. And whatever is not possible, there is no harm. Search it on Google and deliver it. Or you can also use mix, like Hindi English mix or Spanish English mix, or whatever the mother tongue is yours. Okay, you will enjoy this chatting and you will not feel like you are studying, you are just chatting. So it's like you are recreating your mind, you are entertaining your mind, plus simultaneously you are practicing your English, you are going close to your goal. So these are the 5 tips by my side in today's podcast. Let me summarize it. Start watching in English, like a web series, a movie, or programs, or news, whatever creates interest in you. And second, start listening to in English. For example, you can listen to some podcast. Obviously, mine, don't leave me. Okay. And music, I suggested one band, Backstreet Boys. It's quite easy to catch this band. And you can read in English. And what I told you, don't read your course books. When I say reading, I mean start reading novels, newspapers, magazines, and storybooks, because these have day-to-day sentences, phrasal verbs, idioms, and grammar, real life grammar. So that will definitely help you. And the fourth tip was speaking. Whatever you are learning, make sure you execute them. And how do you execute? In your speaking. You can also speak in mixed language, like English, okay, like Spanglish, okay. You can also speak like that. It sounds really funny, and you are going close to your goals. And the last one I suggested was make some English speaking friends on internet, in your contact list, talk to them, and please make sure that you send them text messages in English, voice messages like hello, how are you, how was the day. You can send voice messages like this, and you can talk to them on audio calls, video calls. And it's not important to talk to them for 30-40 minutes. Even 5-10 minutes is good enough, but consistency should be there. Even if you have time only at the weekends, then also you can practice daily on each and every weekend. Okay, so consistency is the key. Quantity doesn't matter, quality matters. Okay, I hope you enjoyed my today's podcast, and I hope that I'm able to motivate you by this podcast. Make sure that this energy, what you have now, you execute in the right direction. You execute this energy, you apply this energy towards your goals. Okay, have a great day. Thank you for listening to me. Happy learning.